Is your car or truck in need of repair? Call Atchison Auto Repair. Atchison Auto Repair does it all, from minor to major repairs for diesel, gas, passenger, and commercial vehicles, including semi-trucks. Atchison Auto Repair also sells tires and does mounting, balancing, and diagnoses and corrects electrical problems. Call Hunter Atchison, licensed and insured, at 270-704-6818.
Good Thursday morning. Welcome to the program. We have a great deal to cover again today. Just so many things go on in this tiny community here in West Kentucky. Yesterday, we even had a sitting congressman stop by. U.S. Representative James Comer visited Marion and highlighted a $1 million federal funding initiative for a parallel taxiway at the James C. Johnson Marion Crittenden County Airport. This is an estimated $4.5 million project. Again, $4.5 million project, which will improve the safety out there at the airport just west of downtown Marion. By allowing aircraft to move without using an active runway as a taxi route. As you can imagine, we're seeing a lot of that on television now where near misses and such are happening at even international airports. So construction of this project is expected to begin next spring and should be completed by the end of 2027, according to Jim Johnson, who is not only the namesake of the airport, but also chairman of the board of directors that governs our very nice airport. As the congressman said during his remarks at the main hangar on Wednesday, is that this is the nicest small town airport in the state of Kentucky. Of course, Comer was visiting other parts of West Kentucky while he was here and readying himself for the Fancy Farm Picnic, which is scheduled for this weekend down in Graves County. And as you know, that's one of the biggest political events in the state of Kentucky. And Comer, while he has not officially announced that he's running for governor, is apparently doing so, and he has even said that he's going to, but that official announcement is yet to come. But he is positioning himself to run as a GOP candidate for governor, and Andy Beshear has 1 year left in that seat. So what I'm going to do with the rest of the program this morning is bring you some more events and activities and news that's going on around in our community. And then at the end of the program, we will bring to you by recording the entire presentation that was made at the airport yesterday. And that will include remarks by Jim Johnson, Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb, and Representative James Comer. So we'll get to that at the end of the program. Meantime, let's get into some other local news. And we'll start with information from Allison about the Crittenden County Fair.
This week wraps up events associated with the Crittenden County Lions Club Fair. On Friday, July 31st, the Lions Club will announce Ag Hall of Fame inductees at its 7 a.m. breakfast at its club building at the fairgrounds. There's also a 4-H poultry show at 3:30 p.m. And kids enter free, and families only pay $5 per carload for family night at the fairgrounds beginning at 5 p.m. On Saturday, August 1st, there will be a car show from 9 to 3, followed by the popular Demolition Derby at 7. The Crittenden County Lions Club is a charitable organization that supports many causes, including eyeglasses for those who need them. The Crittenden County Fair is one way the Lions Club gives back to the community by providing family-friendly events.
And just to reiterate, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., is the fair breakfast out at the fairgrounds. That will be at the Agriculture Building. And you can look at all those exhibits from the fair exhibitors and the 4-H sweepstakes contest participants, and also enjoy the enshrinement of one of Crittenden County's finest farmers. Beverly Herron will be recognized as the inductee to the Crittenden County Agriculture Hall of Fame. And he will join a group of individuals that certainly represent some of the best folks in Crittenden County's storied heritage. This Hall of Fame enshrinement has been going on for the past 5 years. The first inductees were Jack Voss and Virgil Cook in 2021. And then Tommy Chandler, the late Tommy Chandler, was inducted in 22, the late Larry Parrish in 2023, and Wade and Sue Button in 2024, Carol Hendricks in 2025, and now this year, Beverly Herron, the late Beverly Herron. So get out on this last weekend to enjoy the Crittenden County Fair. We're going to take just a moment and be back after a word from one of our sponsors.
Do you need help around your home or farm? Preferred Tree and Land is here to serve. Total tree and stump removal, landscaping, dirt hauling, drainage system, grade and dirt work, retaining walls. Call for a free estimate. Find them on Facebook at Preferred Tree and Land. Stuart Haberlock, owner, 270-625-1041. Again, that's 270-625-1041. Preferred Tree and Land.
Well, I hope everyone listening is a subscriber of the Crittenden Press, or at least you pick one up every week. We have just some great features going on right now in the newspaper. We started a couple this week. As you know, over the past few weeks, we've brought you on, and this was we moved online, was actually the World War II series of the journals of Woody Curry that appeared in the paper back during the spring. But then now we've started a new set of series on people who have moved to Marion, Kentucky over the last few years. Some of them escaping higher costs or just too many people maybe where they lived before, looking for a little simpler, slower time maybe. And they're telling their story to Jenny Zimmer, who is a freelance writer for the Crittenden Press, and she began her series this week. And also David Drennan, another part-time correspondent for the Crittenden Press, is starting a series on local churches, the history of local churches. And he began with Emmanuel Baptist Church. Jenny's series started with Tracy Sutton, who moved here to Marion, Kentucky. And I don't want to give away too much and spoil it for you, but very interesting stuff. Grab a copy of this week's Crittenden Press and then keep up with the following articles in each series. And we're going to take another short break, and then we'll be back and take you out to the James C. Johnson Marion Crittenden County Airport, where we will listen in to the entire presentation of the airport grant from the federal government.
H&H Home and Hardware has two locations to serve you better. Its original location is on Sturgis Road in Marion, and its newer location in Sturgis. The name actually says it all. H&H Home and Hardware has everything you need, from plumbing and electrical supplies to lumber, paint, building supplies, hardware, pool supplies, steel power equipment, and service, plus so much more for inside the home and out. H&H Home and Hardware is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay, let me set the scene for you just a little bit. There were a number of people, probably three or four dozen people at least, out at the airport yesterday morning. 10 a.m. was the start of this announcement of the grant funding to help the airport improve safety there with the new taxiway. And James Johnson, we know him around town here as Jim Johnson over at Johnson's Furniture, but he's also head of the airport board, and he opened the program with some words, and then Judge Executive Perry Newcomb followed it up to introduce Representative Comer. So we're going to take you to this feed right now and let you listen to the entire program. A lot of interesting information and facts here by these local officials and the congressman.
I am Jim Johnson. I'm the Airport Board Chairman. I've been the Airport Board Chairman here since 1993, and it's been a real good run. I don't believe an airport anywhere could have done any better in a 20-year period of time than what we've done here. I'd like to welcome everybody for taking the time to come out. I'd like to thank you for joining us as we celebrate an important day for the future of the Marion Crittenden County Airport. On behalf of the Airport Board, I want to sincerely thank Congressman James Comer for his leadership in securing a $1 million federal funding for our parallel taxiway project. This investment would not have been possible without his support and advocacy for rural Kentucky. This project is fundamentally about safety. As our airport has grown, aircraft have had to taxi on the active runway after landing or before takeoff. A full parallel taxiway will significantly improve safety for pilots, passengers, airport staff, and everyone who uses the facility. Our airport has expanded tremendously in recent years. We've extended our runway, added new hangars, and continue to welcome more aircraft and aviation activity in general. This funding ensures our infrastructure keeps pace with that growth. Airports like ours are more than runways and hangars. They are economic assets. We support local businesses, agricultural, emergency services, medical flights, and create opportunities for future investment and job growth throughout our region. I'd also like to thank Judge Executive Perry Newcomb, our airport board members, which several are here today, local officials, airport staff, and everyone who's worked tirelessly to move this project forward. This has truly been a team effort. Congressman Comer has consistently demonstrated that he understands the importance of investing in rural infrastructure. His willingness to work alongside local communities has made a real difference here in Crittenden County. We are excited to move this project forward and continue to build an airport that serves our community safely and efficiently for many years. Congressman Comer, thank you again for your partnership, your leadership, and your commitment to Western Kentucky. We greatly appreciate your support. Thank you all for being here, and we look forward to our next chapter of continued growth at the Marion Crittenden County Airport. And with that, I'll introduce our Judge Executive, Perry Newcomb.
All right, thank you all, and thank you, Jim. Jim was a little bit modest in his comments. As you look around this facility, and I know there's several that said that they had not been here before and would like to have a tour, and for those of you who would like to see the rest of the airport other than this main hangar facility after this ceremony, please stick around. I know several of the board members are always proud to show people around and see what we've got. But what you see is a result of a lot of hard work and a lot of dedication from a whole lot of folks who are strictly passionate about airports, planes, and anything to do with air travel. And Jim, of course, has served as our board chair for quite a while now and has been instrumental in everything you see along with all his board members. I want to thank several people for being here today. First and foremost, Representative Jim Gooch, thank you for coming out today. I've got several of my colleagues from around the area, Judge Michael Williams from Livingston County, Judge Jamie Smith from Lyon County, Judge Coda Young from Caldwell County. I'm probably going to miss some, but If I do, I'm sorry. Obviously, Mayor Deanna Browning for being here. This is the Marion Crittenden County Airport, and we're extremely proud of it and what it means to our area. I listed a few comments that I wanted to make, and I'm going to try to make them as quickly as possible because I don't want to delay Congressman Comer's comments, nor do I want to delay his schedule. But obviously, this asset for our community is invaluable. Many of you may have seen the plane sitting out here on the ramp. Thank you. Appreciate that, Paul. That's why you need these really good board members, because they'll keep you on line with the comments that you need to make. Yes, the ramp. And the gentleman that owns that plane is actually from upstate New York. Flew in here last night, just taking a chance on the facility and the ability to have a good place to stay for the night. And in discussing with him how he arrived, he said he just picked a dot on the map. And that's the importance of this regional airport. We are a much larger dot on a map. It does bring in a lot of visitors, and we're always proud to show off our community and show off our area to all those visitors, and hopefully they'll come back. Rural growth opportunities are somewhat slow in our area. It's not that we don't have growth, it's just that it takes a little longer to recognize that growth. And evidence of that is showing up in our community now, with the judicial building being built, with this announcement today of the funding for the parallel taxiway, which is going to greatly enhance and improve the safety of this airport facility and bring in even more travelers and more visitors to our area. And any more people fly for business. They don't drive, they fly. So we're proud to have this not only for our community, but the surrounding communities as well, like Livingston and Caldwell and Lyon. So it's a highly important asset. With respect to that growth, some of you in the room may remember we had a little bit of a water crisis a few years ago. Sorry, Mayor. But I'm proud to announce a part of this slow growth and a part of putting the pieces of the puzzle together, our infrastructure. And part of our need for infrastructure is a greatly improved and enhanced water system to be able to provide the utmost water security to our area. It's going to help promote growth. It's going to be better for our citizens. And I know Tim Capps is here, who's a member of the water board down there. But the reason I bring that particular project up is the fact that not only was Congressman Comer instrumental in helping provide funding for this project, but he was instrumental in helping provide funding for the water plant expansion and water project to improve our water system in the region. So with that, that project is currently estimated at this time for a total project cost of just over $40 million. If it was not for the contributions and the assistance for people like Congressman Comer, that cost would totally be put, the burden of that would be totally put on those customers of that system. But with Congressman Comer's assistance, he was able to provide us with $1 million toward that project as well. With the work of the board and an advisor to the board, we've also, Representative Gooch, been able to secure funding through the state legislature that has helped offset that cost. We've also worked with the Kentucky Infrastructure Authority on various grants, and Jason Vincent with PAD office is here. Obviously, the PAD office has been instrumental in helping us through this process as well. But the good thing is, with all these partnering agencies and the funding that's been made available of that roughly $40 million that it's going to cost to make this improvement, there's only going to have to be $13.5 million paid back. So I can't overstate the gratitude that we have for everybody that are helping our community and our region grow and prepare ourselves for future growth. With that, I'm gonna stop, and I'm gonna introduce Congressman Comer at this time. Obviously, I don't feel like he needs an introduction at this point. He's been a true friend to our community in Western Kentucky for numerous years, dating back to when he served the Commonwealth as the Commissioner of Agriculture. But he is from rural Kentucky himself, Monroe County. For those of you who may not know, that's in the south central part of the state, and that county, if you drive over there, is very similar to Crittenden County. And he's always made the comment that he feels a deeper connection, I think, with this area and some of the counties in the area because of the similarities with Monroe County. He currently serves as the chairman of the Oversight Committee in Washington, D.C. If those of you who keep up with that, he stays very busy, as you might well imagine. But I'm sure thankful he is, because he helps keep things lined out and on track for us. With that, I'm not going to labor any further points and ask Congressman Comer, if he would, to please come to the podium. Please help me in welcoming him to our community.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Judge Newcomb, Representative Gooch, Mayor. It's great to be back in Marion and Crittenden County. Great to be back at this airport. I said this the first time I visited this airport. It's been 10 years ago, probably, that this is the nicest airport for a town this size in the state of Kentucky. And that's something to be very proud of. And we made a commitment with the airport board then, and with Judge Newcomb, that if there was ever an opportunity that my office could do anything to assist with the growth and development of this airport, we wanted to do it, because this airport is utilized. And I think when we look to the future, which we should always be looking to the future, and Judge, congratulations on all the great projects that are ongoing in Crittenden County. You've got obviously the Judicial Center downtown, and I'm a big believer in revitalizing our downtowns in these little areas. When people think of a town and judge a town, oftentimes they go downtown and they look at the downtown area. And anytime you get an opportunity to revitalize that, you need to take advantage of it. And this is going to be a great enhancement to downtown Marion. And then the water, Mayor, I'm glad that's getting better. We have to have a reliable water supply to maintain the quality of life issues, obviously, but also to again look to the future. And that's what a big part of what I do and how I make decisions in Washington. How will this benefit my district in the future? And I believe in the future, if we want to retain our best and brightest people when they graduate from Crittenden County High School, we have to have opportunities here, opportunities where they have an opportunity to have a good life, to make a good wage, to have good benefits, private health care benefits. One of the criticisms I have with Kentucky is, the mindset in Kentucky with the governor and a lot of people, everybody can be on government assistance, and that's not doable. The federal government in Washington, D.C., and you hear Rand Paul talk about this, and I talk about this a lot, we have a $30 trillion budget debt. For better or worse, Washington is going to continue to send less money to the states. And that's something that we have to brace for. So how do we brace for it? We grow our economy. We get people off welfare and into work. And when you look at how you do that, it's like a puzzle. There are a lot of pieces to the puzzle. And I look at Crittenden County, and you have a great community. You have great local school system. You have great people. You have virtually no crime in this community because you have good people that live here. You have great law enforcement. You have the lakes nearby, so you have tourism. You have good workers, so industry would want to locate here. And when you look at business and you think about business, time is money in business, and more business people fly. And you have to have the facilities to accommodate that. And this airport has grown a lot since I was here. You're adding more hangars, that's more growth, that's more economic activity, a bigger property tax base. There are going to be more opportunities for young people. One of my best friends, who's a pharmacist, and his wife is a very accomplished certified public accountant. Their son, who's top of his class, he could have done anything. He decided to be a pilot in Bowling Green, and he's going to fly planes. There is a shortage of pilots. That's an opportunity for young people. We've got the Madisonville Community College. It's working with, you know, to try to teach and train people on mechanics of planes and helicopters and things like that. There are lots of opportunities for Crittenden County in the future, and I think you've got the leadership in place to do that. And I'm glad to be a small part of this, because this airport is a major piece to the puzzle to be able to attract good paying jobs to this industry and retain our best and brightest young people. So I'm happy to announce today that there will be $1 million grant for this airport to build a new taxi runway. So it's not just one runway. My airport in Tompkinsville still just has one runway. I'm going to have some explaining to do when I get home why they didn't get $1 million and Crittenden County did. But I believe in this airport. I believe in this community. And I just want to conclude by thanking you for your support and friendship over the years. I look forward to working with you for many years to come. And I think that the sky's the limit as to what we can accomplish here. The good thing about Crittenden County is people work together. You've got a great working relationship with the community. I'm sure there are disagreements from time to time, but people come together and want to sincerely see this community move forward. So thank you for being here today. Congratulations on this project, and I'm sure there are going to be many more projects here that we'll be announcing in the future. But thank you, and hope you have a great day.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.